like we're children. They treat us like children. We're a nation, a world of children. It's time to grow up and have childhoods in and admit just how serious the world is. Or we can keep singing our nursery rhymes, watching your sitcoms, being babies. Perhaps the government, perhaps Obama, perhaps the globalists, perhaps they're your friend. They can take your little shoe off, take your little sock off, and go, "This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. This little piggy went wee, 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 all the way home." Perhaps I should do a show like that. People say that they want me to be positive. Okay. The stock market was way up today, and everything's going wonderful. Society isn't breaking down. There's not illegitimacy everywhere. Cancer isn't exploding. Diabetes isn't exploding. They're not about to launch World War III with Iran. The Federal Reserve is federal and taking good care of us, and good people are in command. Everything's wonderful. La, 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 la. Or I could actually be really positive and tell you the truth about what's happening, hoping that you'll take action and we can stop it together. But it's up to you. Let's go ahead and talk to this little piggy, Jay in Washington. Hello, Jay. You're on the air. Jay dropped off. Mark in Tejas. Mark.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Matt, I'll make it really short. I live in Tyler, Texas, and I'd like to thank my friend Jeff for waking me up to your show and kind of bringing me to that back in last August. Been listening to it ever since. I got something to say real quick. I was in Dallas last weekend. Blew my mind when I heard it. It was actually kind of funny. Scrolling through the radio stations, and got on one of these rap channels in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And in between songs, the announcer lady started announcing this event that they're going to have at some local, at the Reunion Arena. They're gonna offer you to come and drop off all your old guns for $50 grocery certificates.
And then they enroll you with the numbers, look if it was in a crime. I know they're doing that all over the country, but in Texas, how shameful.
Yeah, it threw me off. I kind of laughed at first because, it's actually happening. It's really going on.
Well, you know why they did that in England and Australia before they banned guns is to create the news image of people handing in guns to police. And they say they're doing the right thing, turning in guns. Citizens owning firearms is improper.
Yeah, you should have heard the lady. She was trying to get out to that radio listeners, and she was saying, think about what it's going to do. The crime rate's going to go down. If you don't have a gun in your house, your kid can't pick up a gun and shoot his foot off.
Yeah, that's the message. Is that guns are bad? And you say this was a hip hop station?
Yeah, it's 97.9 The Beat in Dallas Fort Worth.
Maybe they should have said, turn in your guns. The government before just made the first gun laws for black people so the Ku Klux Klan could hang them and shoot them. Well, they want to hang and shoot everybody now, so be good slaves and let's all bring our guns down and turn them in so the New World Order can have their way with us because we love gun control, which was started against Native Americans and black people after the Civil War. Maybe that should have been the message on that show, huh?
Yeah. But no, people aren't ready for the truth, and they can't handle most of it.
Yeah, well, it's happening everywhere. They've got country radio stations doing it. It's all happening. The message is guns are evil. Turn your guns in. Not, this is a terrible idea. In Chicago, where they've taken all the guns, in D.C. and New York, they have the highest crime rates and nobody's safe. Maybe she should have been saying that. Gee, we can be like New York and Chicago and D.C. and be hiding behind our doors at night being raped and killed at numbers 4 or 5 times, depending on the city, the national average. This is pathetic. This is pathetic, absolutely disgusting, and pathetic. And that station should be ashamed of itself. Anybody else who's pushing this type of garbage should be as well. We're going to come back with F. William Engdahl joining us from Deutschland, over in Germany. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. eFoods does it again. The 3-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy fix food. The price of the 3-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, You will understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
It's the info war and its destructive power to the New World Order is in your hands. March 15th, the people strike back. It is up to you, ladies and gentlemen, if this film goes viral. So be sure and pre-order it today at Infowars.com so you get yours first. Buy the DVD burners, the blank DVDs, and get ready. Get ready, because this goes after him on the real issues and is power-packed. Right, F. William Engdahl got time zone scrambled in today. He's over in Germany, so if he needs to leave early, that's fine. We'll get to your calls as other news coming up, but we're going to go to him right now. He's a writer for Asia Times. He's written for Foresight Magazine, Grants Investor, European Banker and Business Banker International. He's an expert on, I guess, monetary history, the economy. He's a multi-time published author and researcher. And very interesting fellas. We always enjoy having him on for his great insight. Separately in his own research, separate from ours, he came upon basically the same realization. It's a global eugenics system. But I wanted to get him on about the economy, the banks taking over, and this announcement for a new bank of the world that will rule every country on the planet. So world government oven by the bankers. But there's this mass doublethink going on where they're openly announcing everywhere world government ruled by bankers and calling it New World Order, but then simultaneously saying it doesn't exist. You're insane if you talk about it. So just mass insanity out there by the yuppies who are accepting that. Yes, world government's good, and I need it, and it doesn't exist when somebody criticizes it. That way they can't even ever have an intellectual discussion. They go, yes, I know they're announcing world government, but you're insane. It doesn't exist.
but I am for the world government. I mean, that's the general public. So, F. William Engdahl, thank you for coming on with us today.
Good to be here, Alex.
A lot is going on. I saw you write an article about Eastern Europe collapsing being one of the big, triggers for world depression. I mean, break it down. What are we facing here?
Well, this is unlike anything we've faced in history. The United States started out as the epicenter of the storm. I called it 2 years ago in a series I wrote, The Financial Tsunami, but it's gone beyond even that at this point. And what you have in Eastern Europe, you had after the breakdown of the Soviet Union in the early 90s, you had the creation of a number of independent states or republics, they called it, in the Baltics, Poland, Hungary, and so forth. Many of them joined the European Union over the last few years. So Western European banks saw a golden opportunity to simply grab up the financial structures of those Eastern countries, which were very underdeveloped, as you can imagine, 45 years of communism. And they began making loans for homes. It's kind of a European version of the subprime debacle. And they made the loans, the banks made the loans in foreign currencies. For example, Swiss franc, where the interest rate was dramatically lower than it was in Poland or Hungary. And as long as the currency stayed stable between Poland, the zloty, and the Swiss franc, you had no problem in the lower interest rate. You just serviced your monthly payments to your local bank, which was really an Italian bank operating through your Polish subsidiary. And everything was hunky-dory until this crisis hit about a year ago. And back fourth quarter of 2008, banks in Western Europe, banks all around the world, began digging into the trenches and repatriating funds to shore up the holes back home in the balance sheet. And what that meant was the currencies in Poland and Hungary and these Eastern countries, they began to fall like a stone, 35%, 40%, in some cases 50%. And what did that mean for Joe Polish homeowner who had the Swiss currency mortgage? Suddenly, his mortgage monthly payment in real terms had doubled for him. So this is a ticking time bomb. Now, the IMF stepped in very gingerly early in the game a few months back when they gave this $14 billion bailout to Ukraine, which is throwing so much money down the drain, in my view. But they also stepped into the Eastern European economies, Poland and Hungary, to try to stabilize the currency. They gave the central banks a currency stabilization fund. Well, all that's doing is allowing the foreign investors in those countries to get their funds out at top dollar and let the thing collapse, at which case they can come back in and buy it back up at half the price if they want.
Yeah, that's key to this. This international banking bubble, when they changed the rules in the 90s, as you know, sir, but for the audience that may not, they loan out fiat currency backed up by the American people and the people of the world, depending on the nation. Then the bankers implode it all by destroying confidence. Then they use the bailout money to protect themselves, and then they have the capital to go in and buy everything at the fire sale when everything implodes.
Well, look at the case of Argentina back in the 90s when they had that horrendous debt crisis. Yeah. And who did exactly that? The billionaire speculator from Quantum Fund, George Soros, he came back in and bought land in Argentina dirt cheap, no pun intended, literally dirt cheap, to the point where as of 2 or 3 years ago, he was the largest landowner in all of Argentina.
And then he goes on TV and badmouths what happened there or is happening here, like they're the saviors. He goes before Congress and he explains how everything's working. I mean, this is sick. And now Brzezinski is saying, oh, there's going to be revolution. Oh, it's terrible. The bankers are bad. This is sick.
Well, Brzezinski was the executive director of the Trilateral Commission of David Rockefeller, so I'm sure he's not exactly crying crocodile tears over the woes of the bankers.
Yeah. Please continue. So how do you see this global implosion? I mean, Japan imploding, China imploding, Eastern Europe imploding. You think, from what I've seen you writing, that Eastern Europe will be the trigger dragging down the EU? I mean, what's going to happen?
It's gonna get very dicey. It's kind of a ticking time bomb. And either the EU governments, which includes Germany, France, Italy, and Britain as well, are going to have to step in and do some emergency measures to stabilize these currencies through the European Central Bank. The problem is they're overstretched internally. So it's going to be a real stress test of the whole Eurozone construct of the European Central Bank, the creation of the euro back in 1999. No one at this point, there are $1.7 trillion of debts involved in Eastern Europe. Now, of course, not all of that is going to go sour. But even if 10% of that goes sour, it's $170 billion. That's billion euros. That's a huge chunk of capital on top of the bad debts that are already accumulating in the Western banks. So.
But we have all these ticking time bombs, and now the credit card debt coming due, the financial bubble with people not being able to pay for their tuition. So you have the college bubble. You have the commercial real estate bubble. You have the military defense spending bubble. You have the state spending bubble now with inflation. I mean, I see no way this isn't going to just accelerate into a supernova explosion of destruction financially.
Absolutely. Let me say one very simple thing for listeners to sort this out, because I just actually literally today finished the last chapter on my next book, The Power of Money, Rise and Decline of the American Century. And in there, if you trace back the history of the money interest going back to the time of the Civil War, even before the First National Bank, the Second National Bank of the United States, the issue is always the same. And you saw it again in the remarks of Bernanke in front of the Congress yesterday. We will not go down the road of nationalizing the banks. Well, Obama as president to date is rapidly losing his mandate from heaven that he got from the voters back in November, because he is either terrified or, as part of the game, not touching the power of the banks. What it boils down to is either you nationalize these banks, put them through the washing machine of a Chapter 11, write down all the toxic debt to zero value on the books of the United States government, which is the taxpayer, United States taxpayers government, or should be, and then you clean out the management that made this mess in the first place wholesale. These guys start going to prison as they should be, or they go into some kind of redemptive social work to turn them back into normal human beings, if that's possible.
Instead, they're going to use the money to leverage a total global takeover for themselves, and the criminals are smiling and posing as the saviors, and I don't think the public has any idea what's about to happen to them.
Yeah, it's just the issue is so simple, but they make it deliberately confusing, so you don't know what's at stake here. You think Bernanke is defending the essence of American patriotism by saying we won't nationalize.
Well, I'll say this, Barack Obama
is behaving every bit as criminally as Paulson did and Geithner did when they let this mess develop in the first place last year with the TARP program.
Yeah, I've been watching Mrs. Obama's body language. She looked real happy in the last few months. That lady doesn't look too happy now. She's finding out.
Well, the United States is going to go through 10 years of hell, as I said in a recent interview. And from this point on, it's going to get worse. 2010, you have the baby boomer generation cashing in what little pensions they have in stock funds, mutual funds, 401ks, and so forth. So that's going to pull more money out of the stock market in significant volumes, and also the bond markets. You're going to have the real estate market is tanking off the charts. The home prices are falling and home sales and so forth. And it's got a long ways to go before it hits any bottom, because who's going to be able to buy on these conditions? The banks aren't lending. They're sitting on their money. And it's just there's no new thing that's going to come in and jumpstart the U.S. economy. There's no Asia that's going to come in and invest in dollars. China is very, very reluctant to throw.
Stay there. I want to come back, and because I was interrupting you, when you were getting into every bit as criminal as what we saw under Bush. And talk about your new book that's coming out as well, and if you see any way out of this, other than just identifying these criminals and hoping somebody arrests them.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You like being a puppet, sir. You like being a puppet for the New World Order.
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
F. William Ingall is our guest. We'll give you his website before he leaves us. Great author. Also writes for globalresearch.ca. Here we are on this ship. It's already run into a bunch of icebergs. It's going straight into a huge mountain of jagged ice. The very captains that have been steering us into it are dancing around smiling. Obama had a 10-minute standing ovation before he even began speaking. I mean, it was just amazing to see this. They're happy. They're celebrating. They've really screwed us. There's no doubt from your deep research, sir, that this is completely staged. Or what's your take on that? And then how do we avert this?
That Obama, the president, has around him right now. It's the people who are responsible for the mess of the financial system over the last period since 1979. Paul Volcker is this distinguished elder statesman of monetarism that was brought down by David Rockefeller to squeeze inflation out of the system in October 1979. It put the U.S. through the worst post-war recession over the next 3 years to help his friends in the new Wall Street bond market and prop up the dollar for his good friend David Rockefeller. You have Timothy Geithner, the president of the New York Fed, as U.S. Treasury Secretary, replacing Goldman Sachs' Henry Paulson as Treasury Secretary. Geithner was in on all of the decisions that were made by the Paulson-Bush administration on this mess in the first place, where they simply thrown away $700 billion of taxpayer money, no accountability on the TARP program until now, unless there's something new that I haven't seen from the GAO and so forth. They've issued reports that have been ignored by the responsible media, quote-unquote. There is no accountability going on, and there's no indication of any change. Look at Larry Summers, the president's chief economic advisor. What has he got to bring to the table but a career running the peso crisis in Mexico, running the Asia crisis for the Clinton administration, which was directed at ruining the tiger economies of Asia and redirecting their capital flows, their dollar flows into the U.S. Treasury bond market so Clinton could claim a Treasury surplus in his last year in office. These are the kinds of manipulators and monetarist madmen that we have that created the problem in the first place. So there's nothing, well, the speech of Obama, he may have gotten a 10-minute standing ovation, but the president said nothing in any content that I've read that's offering anything more concrete than we are for change. And at a certain point in time when you're unemployed and you're kids are going hungry, that that mantra gets a little bit tiresome. So we really have to grab this thing in a much more aggressive way. And imagine that I were the president in the situation of the first 100 days. I would announce immediately a bank holiday. I would bring in independent auditors to go through all of the major banks, the not just the 19 money center banks that have been identified, but all of the major banks, especially doing business cross-border.
And do you think you'd find that they're all a bunch of Bernard Madoffs? I mean, more and more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bernie Madoff was just the poster child of the system. What he's done is just, you know, par for the course.
And that's why they're so secretive.
The whole Madoff story has an intelligence background to it that has yet to come out. That's going to be a very dirty story, and somebody blew the whistle on that. But we'll know more about that as time goes on.
Yeah, a illegal funding arm for Israel.
Well, money conduits, money laundering, and so forth. That and someone that's the reason that he was considered untouchable by the Securities Exchange Commission. He had a certain red flag on his name, so they didn't touch him. But all of the details have yet to come out. Something involved. He had foundations in Israel that suddenly were left in the lurch. All sorts of things. And
by the way, we'd already heard this a month and a half ago, but then it came out. I know you know this, Mr. Engel, but some for listeners who may not. In Securities and Exchange Commission testimony before Congress, they said we're not going to talk about Madoff. It's national security. They declared presidential prerogative. An executive privilege not to cover it, confirming there's a national security, a letter in there that, and so that's really hardcore.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. But anyway, the Madoff kind of thing, the Ponzi scheme, is par for the course on the Wall Street financial system for the last 35 years or so. But the Ponzi game, just the pyramid got bigger and bigger and bigger, and every time it would bust, Alan Greenspan would jump in with a fire hose and pump the thing up again with some low interest rate scheme or another. And now the scale of this thing is just beyond the fire brigade. So,
all right, stay there. Let's do 10 more minutes with you. I want to come back and let you finish up with solutions. We got to the point, until we digressed, into auditing these criminals. I mean, how do we actually audit these criminals? How do we investigate them? Well, it's all secret. They're keeping it secret because they're a bunch of Bernard Madoffs. I mean, he founded the NASDAQ. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired. Your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
All right, we are back live with William F. Hingdahl. We're going to take phone calls last 15 minutes of the show or so. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Okay, go back into how we bring these people to justice. You've gotten them to the point of we need to have an accounting of the Federal Reserve, accounting of these private banks, but they're all exempt from the laws, or they have their own officers in government, and it's a revolving door between administrations. Republicans go in, the Democrats go back into the private system. The Democrats go in, and the Republicans go back in the private system. It just goes around and around and around and around and around. And now they're conquering the world through this sleight-of-hand fraud. Continue.
Revolving door. It's as simple as that. People have to say, enough is enough. We're fed up to hear. If Congress doesn't clean out the Augean stables of corruption here, then we'll elect congressmen who will. And there are people out there who are in that kind of a mood increasingly. And, for example, what has to happen is... the president and the Congress need to nationalize the banks, the bankrupt banks, the brain-dead banks like Citibank, Bank of America, etc. But not only that, they need to nationalize the Federal Reserve. Bring that thing under the power of Congress. Congress should never have given it away. It was a coup d'etat by the Money Trust back in 1913 when the halls of Congress were virtually empty before the Christmas recess. And in collusion with Woodrow Wilson, J.P. Morgan and the bankers cabal pulled off the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. That thing has to be nationalized back into public, real public hands, not the power of the private banks who control the Fed. Interest-free money. You know, two presidents have probably been assassinated because they introduced interest-free money through the U.S. Treasury and not through other means, through the banks, private banks. One of them was Abraham Lincoln, and the other one was probably John F. Kennedy.
And they tried to kill others like Andrew Jackson.
Yeah. Well, Andrew Jackson, to my mind, was a heroic president. A few people understand what he did single-handedly to fight the renewal of the charter of the National Bank of the United States, which was owned, the name, just like the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England, sounds like it's a government bank, but it was a private bank owned by private bankers, many of them in London, not even in the United States, and controlling the gold supply and the money supply of the nation, the economy. So that's got to be brought back in public hands. Article 1, Section 8 of the American Constitution, the founding fathers put the power to coin and regulate money into the hands of Congress as the first article of the Constitution. That was given away illegally and to my mind, criminally by this coup d'etat of the bankers and certain colluding congressmen.
Well, here's another question. Instead of true nationalization of these fraudulent operations, if we're paying for it, they're calling it nationalization, but they're now the mega banks getting power over the entire economy and sub-banks and insurance companies and masquerading behind the cloak of government. So instead of nationalization, we're having piratical, horizontally integrated, vertically integrated consolidation by the offshore banks.
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to do. That was the Paulson idea. I think they miscalculated. We've differed on this previously, Alex, but I think they miscalculated on the fallout from the Lehman Brothers when it became incalculable which banks or which institutions would be saved, too big to fail, and which not after that. So then the situation really started to get nonlinear quick. But I think what they're going to try to do is regroup, create financial behemoths out of this mess as much as they can. But I think the problems are so deep that this is even coming beyond their means to manipulate the finances. I think in the back woods of the places like Bohemia Grove or the Trilateral Commission or Bilderberg or wherever they meet these days, these characters who call themselves the guiding elites of the nation are really beginning to think the only option they have is the military option. But even that, they've largely wasted away through the last 8 years of madness under the Bush-Cheney administration in Iraq, Afghanistan, and so forth. So
start a war so big that the people have to get behind them, and the austerity and the implosion. And that's what concerns me most. And I actually agree with you that it's gotten even out of their control at many levels, but there's still the instinct to greedily steal and consolidate power is overriding even self-preservation because it's a ship of rogues and there's no honor. Because I know a lot of big money, and I know people that know a lot of big money. I mean, billionaires that live in Austin and have houses in New York and other places, they've all been leaving the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I from corporate lawyers and other people I know, you know, they're saying, quote, America won't exist by 2010. And so they're literally taking their billions and building armored compounds in, the islands of the Caribbean and in the Cook Islands. And they're literally building bunkers. I mean, what do they think they've done?
Yeah. A certain place, at a certain point, there's no real place to hide. You know, this affects everybody. You can't live on another planet. So
so what do they think they've done that they're evacuating?
Yeah. No, I read you. I think they realize that there are going to be some very, very angry citizens who are going to wake up and say, wait a minute. How did the head of Citibank accumulate $1 billion as president of a bank? How many fraudulent predatory loans did he push on people who couldn't even write their own name but were told they would get a dream house if they just put an X on a piece of paper, and knowing that that was going to default, but they didn't care because it would be securitized through special investment vehicle that was off the bank's books, and you'd get a AAA rating from Moody's or Standard & Poor's and pump the thing into some pension fund or some university pension fund at Harvard or Yale or who knows where, and spread this toxic waste all around the globe. I mean, that's the kind of mentality. I think some of these heads of banks like J.P. Morgan, Chase, and so forth, they believed on a certain level that this was a mathematical science. When Black and Scholes back in the 70s came up with this fraudulent options pricing model that seemed to be mathematical, they thought we've got the not the Rosetta Stone, but the magic Midas stone that turns water into gold. And all we have to do is get these rocket scientists in our banking trading floor, and we'll figure out schemes and sell these derivative products, these credit default swaps and so forth, make a killing, manipulate oil prices up or down, like banks like Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley have done for years. And we'll just make money out of thin air. At a certain point, you can't write a derivative on the entire global financial system. There's no counterparty to that particular contract, Mr.
So, in closing, Ed, from you studying this, F. William Engdahl, what are they trying? I mean, we know they're trying to bring a new world bank, world government out of what they've created, but it's so destructive that individually they're buying redoubts, armored keeps,
yeah,
to evacuate to. I mean, it's clear they want to secure the theft and the fraud by using NORTHCOM and military in the Western world. But what's going to happen when the military's family is bankrupt and homeless, too? I mean, are they bringing us to the Stone Age here? Because this doesn't appear to be like other financial implosions of the past.
Yeah, it doesn't, and it isn't. I've been told by some very senior financial sources in Switzerland recently that the view is to let the markets go through pure hell up until the time of the April 2 G20 economic summit, and then by that point terrify nations like Russia and China into going along with this new world order that you're talking about. I frankly don't think that they're going to buy into that. I don't think that's going to happen, and there is no plan B for these guys. They are so used to just ramming their way through any obstacle over the past at least the past 55, 60 years of the
100.
Post-war period. And, they don't have a plan B. So,
well, yeah, that's right. Hillary went to China and said, keep buying our treasuries. And they said, look, it's worthless crap. Well, what are we going to do? And they're like Siamese twins. We're all tied together, but it's.
Well, I mean, China has some options that are viable at this point, but countries like the United States, there's no industry left to. China's built up brand spanking new factories. I've seen this firsthand. It's quite impressive. The highway infrastructure is state of the art.
You've got
airplanes and so forth, fast trains. You don't have that in the United States. We've become a post-industrial junk heap.
But our men act tough, though. They strut around like this, going, they watch football. I mean that's a product,
that
isn't it?
That counts for a lot at the end of the day.
Yeah, and our women act and dress and behave like whores, and the family's falling apart. I mean, isn't that tough? I mean, that's tough, man. We're tough.
Yeah, that's these are the tragic victims of this madness. But I just don't see it happening in this grand, beautiful scenario way that the rest of the world is going to bow down and tell the money trust, okay, we'll be your slaves and we'll do anything you tell us if you just print some more dollar bills. I think that's why I titled my book, Power of Money, Rise and Decline of the American Century. The American century, the dollar system of the Bretton Woods 1944 is over. It's the death agony that we're going through now.
But the globalists
are affected by that misery. But, until they force a cleaning of the Augean stables of the U.S. Congress and get some honest, decent people in there who don't let themselves be bribed or corrupted by lobbyists, they're going to get the government that responds to that kind of thing.
Well, we don't have any Hercules out there that's going to do it. And, in closing, when we're looking at this, Look at Mexico, triple the resources of the U.S., collapsing. South Africa, more resources than we have, collapsing. I mean, that's the norm in history, is corrupt thugs get in, they steal everything, everything collapses, yes. And they move on like locusts.
What happens when you give the countries power over to the money interests? It happened in the Roman Empire, 400 A.D. It happened in every empire in history, the British Empire, and it's happening with the informal American post-war system, which they deliberately, the elites deliberately decided not to call it an empire. It's one of the most effective deceptions in history, but it's every bit the empire, and the people who framed it from George Kennan on down privately called it an empire, but they said we'll be more clever than the British. We'll call it the spreading the torch of liberty, freedom, democracy, the American way of free enterprise. Well, okay, now you have the American way of free enterprise that they're talking about, and that's it's just reached the limits of growth.
Well, I see the globalists
reached the limits of growth.
Yeah, the tick weighs 200 pounds. The host is anemic and weighs 25 pounds. It's a tiny 25-pound creature with a huge bloated tick going, you know, with like TV sets broadcasting propaganda at the little starving concentration camp victim going, I love you, I love you. I'm the government. These men in black uniforms are here to help. And we're laying on the ground going, yes,
well,
government, I love you.
That's a great cartoon idea for someone like David Deese.
All right, well, listen, F. William Engdahl, I want you to be able to give your website out. I'm going to come back and take a few final calls in the last segment. We're going to let you go. But, I mean, I see the Davos folks and others bragging that, oh, America's time is over, Time Magazine. It's all our fault. We did it. And now we're going to implode, and we deserve it. But that was always the plan. Use us up building the world order and kind of have its pole move more towards Europe and Russia and China. And they're all New World Order, you know, scam artists, too. They're just weren't the, you know, the top guys. So I see a new dark age in the U.S. collapsing with third world, what was Austria and Germany, you know, on Rome, Mexico overrunning. It's just, I guess, total collapse and police running around in ski mask.
Well, it's going to be grim. I can't paint a rosy picture about it.
All right. Well, give out your website for folks.
www.engdahl.oilgeopolitics.net.
Or just Google F. William Engdahl.
Yeah.
And you'll find it, ENGDAHL. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me, Alex. I always enjoy.
All right. Thank you. Take care. We're going to come back and jam in, give each caller 1 minute. So I'm going to come back and go to your calls in the final segment. That's it for the transmission. Wild show today. A lot of information got out. We're not painting a bad picture. We're just showing you what's happening. Remember, we're the folks who told you beforehand. And if the military and the police and the bureaucracy start talking about arresting people, and grand juries do, we can stop them. We can fix the bleeding. But I know you're into a power trip, and you've just got to be destroyed. Fine. Just at least know you did it to yourself. I mean, that's the most important thing here, is that in the end you repent of what you've done. That's what life's all about. Just you've been suckered by the New World Order, sold by their mind control experts, servants of evil out there, and you think you're part of the pet puppies, the chosen ones that'll be protected. You're not, and you're going to have to experience this now. And good people, even though we fought against it, we're going to have to experience it too. This is the bankers having their way with us. We're going to come back and take calls here in just a moment. I did want to take some time out to thank our sponsors like eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com is a fabulous website, just the top of the line, 28 years in operation group. And I just want to encourage folks to go visit eFoodsDirect.com. They have a 3-day first responder, just 3 days of food. That's a test of the high quality food they have. You want a sample for you, $21.95. You can't beat that price. eFoodsDirect.com. Get a free brochure. Watch the videos on their site, eFoodsDirect.com, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com is the best storable foods company that we have found out there. Bar none. And one other great company that I want you to know about are the folks at SurvivalistSeeds.com. Grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free of the New World Order. This family business buys in massive bulk and passes those huge discounts on to our listeners. 15,000 heirloom seeds will provide your family with 7 years of healthy food. 15,000 of them. Stop buying and eating New World Order grown food. Grow your own healthy food in your backyard. That's 15,000 heirloom seeds at a great price. That's real food insurance for the difficult times we are already experiencing. Heirloom seeds are non-GMO, non-hybrid. Go to the website, survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Slaves hesitate, patriots take action. Survivalistseeds.com, a family business that's helping the truth movement repair. All right, we'll be right back. We've also got a DVD, by the way, you can get from that teaches you how to do it and plan it.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Pat in Washington, you are on the air in these exciting times. Welcome, Pat. Good to have you on with us.
Hello, Alex. You're a hard guy to get a hold of. I wanted to call and thank you for your tireless research and your insight, your determination in waking us all up. I shudder to think where we'd
be. Well, it's like being in a water chamber with the water rising. I mean, I don't need to be commended for trying to get the hell out of here.
No, I'm just very happy that there's somebody on the air that is committed as you are. Anyway, I had a whole bunch of things I wanted to talk about. That was before the last speaker, and now I'm on to banks. that Andrew Jackson's farewell speech, people could Google that. It basically spells out exactly what's going on right now with the banks. It's totally predictable with a fiat currency and a private bank. And these guys have been consolidating power and wealth since the Holy Wars, and this last chapter since Rothschild and the Napoleonic Wars. It was
1815.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great speech. But let's see. I was wondering if you had any updates on Max Kaiser and the comics prediction that he made as far as gold.
Well, the mainstream news is saying the COMEX might default, but we need to get Max Kaiser back on. I'm supposed to go on his BBC show in the next few weeks, but we'll do that, Pat. Thanks for the call. Call back again sometime. We'll have you on longer. Jason in Indiana, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering about the pandemic flu and if the government's behind it for, like, martial law.
Oh, yes, they're definitely behind it.
I'm sorry.
That's one of the little tricks, little loving things they have ready for us.
I know they're supposed to meet, like, people at the fairgrounds to get shots and stuff, and I know right now that armored trucks are delivering flu shots right now to our county, so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Be sure and take the injection.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to take the injection. I think I'll eat some sauerkraut or something I heard about.
You're not going to take the injection when they order it?
No, I'm going to run for the hills.
You're not with Al-Qaeda, are you?
Jason. It's scary.
Good to hear from you, Jason. Yep. Lou in Mass. Lou, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Hello, Lou.
Hey. So I just want to give a quick testimony about, I've been listening to you for about a year and a half, and I know that you think that the History Channel is down on you, but the History Channel is actually the one that woke me up. What's basically the hit piece on you and...
Listen, their propaganda only backfires on them, but shh, don't let them know the secret.
Listen, I was watching this and I was
please don't attack me. Please don't put me on TV and say horrible things. Please, no, don't do it. No, it's hurting me. No, especially people on the internet lying about me. Don't do it. No, no, don't, please, not that. Oh, help me. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, but I'm just one of those guys.
I'm too weak. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, I was in Chantilly with you. I saw you in Chantilly. I was there doing a lot of filming. I put a YouTube video up. If anybody wants to check it out, just search Mass DLD, and I got some great footage of you with the double bullhorn. It was awesome.
Well done.
All right. Hang in there, brother.
All right, Lou. Good to hear from you. I'm trying to cram in everybody Andres and Phil. I'm sorry, Phil. Call me back tomorrow in front of the line. Andres, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead, Andres.
Mr. Jung.
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. Sir, I'm a student at Arizona State University. I love your show. I'm starting a club next semester. It's a Democracy Access Club, similar to what you're doing, looking for a right name. We're just going to put this information out on a mass scale at Arizona State University.
Call yourself the Arizona State University Info Warriors. I'm out of time. Call me back. I want to hear more about what you're doing, brother. All right. Retransmission with all those guests and all that key info. State senator up in Oklahoma. They're on the verge of passing state sovereignty. Retransmission starts now. One place, InfoWars.com. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.